There have been many floods in the United States and many parts of the world. Be it known to you in the past that there will be many eruptions of nature resulting in hurricanes, whirlwinds, floods, great heat, and plagues upon mankind. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolfshine.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 24, verses 3 through 14, quote, "And as Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, 'Tell us when these things are to happen, and what will be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world?' And in answer, Jesus said to them, 'Take care that no one leads you astray, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and they will lead many astray. For you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Take care that you do not be alarmed, for these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be pestilence and famines and earthquakes in various places. But all of these things are the beginnings of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to the tribulation and will put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will fall away and will betray one another and will hate one another. And many false prophets will arise and will lead many astray. And because iniquity will abound, the charity of many will grow cold. But whoever perseveres to the end, he shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world for a witness to all nations, and then will come the end." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecy from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the warnings and prophecies given from heaven on June 18, 1983. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
"Now Jesus is turning to his left and he's floating above the statue and over to our right side, his left side. Our Lady is right behind him. They don't walk. There's no way I can explain it. They're weightless up there. It's really something that makes you think, you know, how we're all going to assume a similar type of spirit as Our Lady and Jesus when we're taken from the earth. Of course, we'll never be in the stage of beauty that Our Lady has and also that Jesus has. It flows from them, the love and feeling of such warmth when you see them, that actually there's no fear or dread of going over the veil. It's something that is a part of life of all of us human beings, Our Lady has said. We will all go over the veil and see and feel just as Our Lady feels at this moment, she said, when we see the Beatific Father, and or if we're not that fortunate, perhaps we will meet Jesus, the second person in the Blessed Trinity. Now Jesus is touching his first finger to his lips. That means to, you know, be quiet and wait now for his instructions. Now Jesus is nodding because he said, you accept this well, my child. And he now is turning to his left side and floating over by the trees. And he's extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is coming back slowly across the sky. He's looking all about him. He looks very tranquil, you know, like Our Lady and I, we both get very excited, but Jesus has a tranquility about him. And also, I think you'd like to know, when Our Lady speaks through me, her lips are moving. But when Jesus speaks, it seems to come from within him with no need to move his lips. It just comes from within and comes inside of him. I can't explain it any other way. Now Jesus is stopping again just over the statue of about 15 feet above with Our Lady at his right side, and he's extending his hand out and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now he's touching his lips. My child and my children, many have accepted the message from heaven at this time, but there are many more of my sheep who have not received the knowledge about coming here to the sacred grounds. You will all be sure to keep the message going out as fast as is humanly possible and within your means from prayer and dedication. My child and my children, your country is now in a terrible state. As I gave you the photographs with the plucked eagle, you can well imagine that the eagle representing the United States looks like it has drawn its last breath. Oh, my child and my children, how often I have had to use symbolism to approach you. But I give you the reason now. Much was to be remain in secret until told to come forth at the present time? No, my child. Those pictures I gave you, they are to be deciphered and not made known until my mother or I tell you to. You understand that, my child? Yes. If you do release what is in those photographs, my child, you will bring much unnecessary torment to yourself. My mother has directed you well through this stage of man's progressing towards sanctity. However, you must remember this. Words were given and actions have taken place. Our Lady told you several years ago that there would be great floods, and there were great floods. That there would be a great heat, and that will come soon. And after that, there will be a great plague. You've had a plague now, my children. Two diseases unknown in cure for mankind. Did not my mother pass along to you that knowledge that there would be diseases that your scientists will not be able to explain nor stop? They will find no cure for it. Now, my children, I tell you this. I do not wish to come to you as a visitor with dire warnings. But it is the object of my coming is to warn you that you may do something and correct the evil that has been perpetrated by the few. There will be one more most devastating plague upon you. That will come within the next 6 months, my children. You ask, my child, why is this allowed? My child, you have forgotten the real reason for all this. Man will benefit from it in the end. For I once said to you many years ago that penance is difficult, but after penance there is a great joy.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. On June 18, 1986, Our Lady said, quote, "Mothers and fathers, too, have gone astray in these dark days. Materialism has replaced spiritualism, And that is why the many catastrophes are being allowed upon your earth. There will be more floods with death, more volcano eruptions with death, more accidents that are not accidents, until you will surely come to your senses and realize that there is a higher power working at this time to bring you to your knees. Unquote. On April 1, 1978, Our Lady said, quote, "My child and my children, I have wandered with great speed to and fro across your earth, gathering my children who will listen to me in the last stages of my pleadings to mankind. Yes, my children, I say the last stages because you are fast approaching the close of your era. Oh, my children, if you only realized and acted upon my counsel, if you would only realize what is fast coming upon you, be it known to you in the past that there will be many eruptions of nature resulting in hurricanes, whirlwinds, floods, great heat, and plagues upon mankind." Unquote. We ask that you pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon. Also, please pray that we will have many generous supporters to keep Our Lady's of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. We have a fantastic new book titled The Virgin Mary's Bayside Prophecies. It's a pocket-sized paperback book with the 1980 through 1994 Bayside Prophecies. Since some of these messages have never been published in book form. This book tells of great events leading up to the second coming of Jesus and how to prepare them. It has a solution to all of the world's problems we face today. On page 284, Our Lady tells where UFOs come from and a secret about UFOs. On page 237, she tells of a type of the coming worldwide monetary depression, whether it's inflationary or deflationary. On page 273, Our Lord tells of two states in the United States that will be struck with great earthquakes. This is a small sample of the contents in this tremendous book. This book will prepare you and give you great peace of mind and comfort in these troubling times. It has 532 pages plus 16 pages of pictures and an index. It costs $5.95 plus $3 shipping and handling and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard or Visa or American Express and call us at 616-698-6448. Title of the book, Virgin Mary's Bayside Prophecies, for $95.95 plus $3 shipping and handling. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have Our Lady of the Roses Prophecies, The Directus from Heaven, Miraculous Pictures, this radio program, actual recordings of the message, and much more. Visit us at www.tldm, which stands for These Last Days Ministries, .org. We have a story of a host in Lanciano, Italy, that turned into flesh of a human heart. In year 700, this miracle took place. Down through the centuries, the townspeople of Lanciano have revered this host as continuing miracle attesting to the true presence of our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament. People have come from all over the world to see this host, which is housed in a special monstrance, and it can be seen today by anyone in the world. As one would expect, there has been skeptics, especially in modern times, a bleeding host, mere tradition, or just tradition, the skeptics said. In 1970, the Holy See ordered an investigation of the world's greatest, with the world's greatest scientist and most advanced technology. The analysis was conducted as unquestionable scientific precision that were documented in a series of photographs which were made public on March 4, 1971 in the Church of the Miracle. Other scientists were asked by the Holy See to verify these findings. When all the data was accumulated, the scientists were all in accord. Without reservation, this slice of tissue from a human heart, as though it had been expertly excised by a surgeon's scalpel through the center of the heart, and though subject to disintegration, as all flesh is, it remained incorrupt. Now this is almost 1,300 years old, and the flesh tested as flesh, fresh flesh, and the blood tested as fresh blood. These findings were published in September 1971 in the official newspaper of the Vatican, L'Osservatore Romano. The blood type in the heart that was tested was AB, and this is the same blood type that was found in the Shroud of Turin. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on June 18, 1983. We continue at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of Jesus.
There are many things that cannot be understood because of a man's human nature, but that you must trust in God the Father and listen to the words my mother brings to you and the dire warnings of what is to come upon mankind. Do not accept it lightly or with derision. For the answer will be given to you, and you will still not know that this has come to you from the Eternal Father as a measure of penance. All mankind will be tested before the great day of my return. There will be floods taking many lives. There will be famine, and many will die. And there will be the great heat, and many will die. My child, I know you are affrighted at my words, but our purpose is to save you. Many are not listening, and others have not received the message from heaven. Therefore, we will be living, my children and my child, by a time clock. And there is only one grain remaining to go through the hourglass. My child and my children, I beg of you, through the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and I am in God. I was in God, and I always will be in God. Even those children who cast aside my warnings and laugh in derision, they will learn too late to save their souls. All who have come to the sacred grounds have come with reason. The Eternal Father has a plan, and everyone who comes to the sacred grounds has been called there by the Father. I also must tell you, my child, to tell the world of the coming second part of the plague. The first you must remain secret with for a while, my child. I will tell you there will be a slight plague of rats. Do not be affrighted, my child. This plague will be kept within only the eastern area. Oh, my child and my children, the response this evening is greatly appreciated and loved by heaven. As long as there is one man who will come forth and tell the world of the mission from heaven. The world can be saved from complete extinction. Armaments are being made to destroy mankind. The more armaments that are made, the less chance there will be for salvation. Not the salvation of the soul, but the salvation, the keeping of the bodies. For bodies will be burned upon earth, burned to a crisp. Many shall see death as they have never seen it before. Is this what you want, my children?
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on June 18th, 1983. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners again. Now, I was so delighted to receive your pocket-sized paperback book with Our Lady of the Roses messages from 1980 to 1994 for only $5.95.
Yes.
As Our Lady has requested, a number of times, that we read and reread all the past messages, this book helps to fulfill, really, Our Lady's request. Now, let's see. My first testimony here is from New Jersey to Our Lady of the Roses. I recently enjoyed your cable program on Our Lady of the Roses. Coming from a family of both Catholic and Protestant, my religious background has covered both, but I have always felt more comfort attending Catholic Masses and recite the Rosary daily, even though I was raised Protestant. I am interested in conversion to the Roman Catholic faith and would like to have information regarding this process. I would also like you to send me more roses. Thank you in advance for your help in this matter, and again for such a wonderful program. And then that is signed. Now, my next one is from New York to Our Lady of the Roses. Just a short note to let you know, I had sent a petition asking Our Blessed Mother to help save my sister's leg, as it was in danger of being amputated. She had been hospitalized for 3 months. Thanks to God and to Our Blessed Mother, she will come home soon and walking on both legs. Thank you so much for being here and for bringing Our Lady so close to all who love her. And that is signed. Now I have another party here from Pennsylvania to Our Lady of the Roses. Another success story regarding Our Blessed Mother's rose petals. My father was admitted to a local hospital for severe hernia and was so large it was pressing on his small intestines, which caused it to become gangrenous. The hernia was also pressing on the bowel. The surgeon who examined him told my mom that he would die if he didn't have the operation. My father is going to be 80 years old and has always enjoyed excellent health. However, the surgeon was concerned because of about a 20% chance of recovery is given for someone his age. Most patients must have a colostomy. I took a blessed rose petal and placed it on the distended hernia stomach area, praying to the Blessed Lady for a successful operation. He was given the last rites of the church, and as he was being taken to the operating room, he said, "I have faith. The operation was only 2 hours, and he was in the recovery room for one full night and was released from the hospital in 8 days. The doctors were amazed that there was no complications. He has done so very well, thanks to Our Lady of the Roses. And that is signed. Now I have another party from Georgia. To Our Lady's workers, I was away from the church for 18 years and very skeptical, finding fault with every religion. About a year ago, my neighbor, who had been at the shrine of Our Lady of the Roses, gave me some blessed rose petals and a rosary. A gradual hunger for prayer came over me. I didn't know how to start or what to turn to, but our Blessed Mother showed the way through her beautiful rosary. I went back to the sacrament, convinced my husband to have our marriage blessed in the church after 16 years of marriage, and had both my boys, aged 9 and 12, baptized and received their first Holy Communion. Our Lady was with me every slow and painful step of the way, gently guiding as only she can do. Thank you, workers at the shrine, for saying yes to the mission from heaven. And most of all, thank you, Blessed Mother, for leading me to you and your son. Please send me some blessed rose petals and some rosaries, if you can spare them. They are so many others who need them. And then that is signed. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.